think this is number 7, right?
Yeah, I think so.
We've got 6 in the can. It just hasn't been released yet. But by the time
it's coming,
people listen to this, it would have been released. So we're time traveling right now.
That's good. See, yeah. Maybe I'll release the other one late. It'll be the lost episode that gets released late.
Yeah, yeah. All 3 of our fans will be clamoring for it. I think we got more than 3 listeners. My mom listens to it.
Yep. And then at least one of my former coworkers listens to it.
Nice. The girl who, in previous episode, when I told the story about, you know, the inability to guesstimate a whale's penis size, also listens to this, just to make sure that I'm not shit-talking her too much on there. So shout out to you.
Shout out. And Chuck. Chuck, who I just spoke to, just got off the phone with. He says hello.
Hi, Chuck. Chuck's listening?
You know. He probably started an episode, turned it off. I'll tell him to go all the way to minute 34 on this one.
Yeah, let's just cut him. He gets a shout out. Charles Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to the swamp.
He's the size of 4 men. Perfect.
Well, how you been, man? It's been a minute.
Minute or two. You know, had some existential crises.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
try those on every once in a while.
It's reasonable. You got to
take them off.
You got to feel some shit.
Mm-hmm. I took it all the way to the limit. Nothing terrible. I'm contemplating going nomadic.
Ooh.
Yeah. So got to figure out what I'm doing is I'm trying to unload all of my past life baggage so that I can be really primed to join a cult.
So you're trying to shed your history, rewrite.
Yeah,
your
you can't be carrying
story,
around all this armor right. when you want to really get neck deep into some mystical bullshit. Mm-hmm. So,
what kind of cult are you interested in joining?
I mean, I think this is something we could work out here. I haven't really planned the problem space yet, but
yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out the severity of the cult that I want to join. Like,
yeah.
How
intense versus how chill?
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
Do you know, is it a suicide cult? Are there aliens? Like, there's so many variables here, right? Is it a real sexy one? I think I'm too old for a sexy cult. All that work.
I don't think it's as black and white as that, man. I think you could be old and be in a sexy cult as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would have to train though.
Yeah, you got to. You definitely have to train. I hear those sexy cults have like pretty high bars.
Yeah,
like the hazing,
that's part of
the hazing you got to do to get sexy is.
Well, they're not going to let just anybody slip in.
No,
you have to
prove
some
yourself.
Gatekeeping. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make a sacrifice.
I mean, that's one of the initial things that you have to. So this is like, what is your sacrificial setup here at this cult, right? Like,
yeah,
is it going to hurt? Like, or do I just need to like give you a little money? Because
could tickle if you go on the other extreme as well.
Yeah,
like
a clown cult.
Yeah,
they're
where it's like uncomfortable tickling.
So
it doesn't hurt. It's the opposite of hurt, but it still sucks.
Yeah, and like they make like real intense eye contact with you. It's a group. All right, so a group of the cult members, all wearing like decorative sashes.
Yeah.
They come in and sort of, do they probably juggalo makeup, something like this. And you know, you're like, they're going to pull my toenails off or, you know, whatever cults do, or like, you know, I have to offer up some sort of sex tape. I don't have any sex tape, something like that.
Yeah. You got to offer up like a tool for clowning.
Okay.
Could be a banana peel. Could be one of those flowers that squirts water from it.
Okay.
A whoopee cushion. One of those pens that you can squirt onto someone's tie, but then it's not ink, it's invisible.
Okay. Yeah.
Is
the idea that you're giving this over and then it is going to be done to you? That's the initiation, right?
Yeah, I think you have to bring one of these sacred objects to the clown colony.
Mm-hmm.
And then they apply those objects to you in a ritual.
I got it. So it's a slip on a banana, spray in the face. Each member comes through, and this is
it's pretty standard stuff.
Yeah, like and textbook. So this is how the sex. See, this is how the sex starts.
Yeah, because I mean, it gets him going.
Yeah,
it's a sexy clown cult.
Hmm. So like, it's like a little skimpy outfits.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. Normal shoes. I like your tight clown shoes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems, I mean, yeah, I don't want to go to that cult. That cult sucks.
Yeah, I've been dabbling in cults.
Yeah?
A little bit. I'm working on one.
What kind of stuff you got going on?
Well, you know, I tricked a bunch of people into joining my company, which is really a cult.
Yeah, I mean,
and some venture capitalists into investing into a religion.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you do it these days.
Yeah. And so far it's been great.
Okay.
No one has wanted to leave. You're allowed to leave though. It's a chill religion. And we have the only god to have ever been employed by a startup
who
holds the position of president.
Was this a sort of co-founding situation, or was this god on hard times? Give me some god.
Yeah,
backstory.
Well, this god is on hard times cuz you know in the pandemic, the economy just hasn't been so good. So gods need jobs,
it turns
out. And so we figured we could get this god for pretty cheap, actually.
Okay. So I don't want to genderize this god.
This god has no gender. It's completely fluid.
Okay. Yeah. So they... were they nominally in charge of something that the economy no longer cares about? And they were made redundant, or is it
you know, most people pray to a person or a deity they call God, right?
Sure.
But you know, the thing is, so God was really the operator of the simulation that we all live in, and has coworkers, Rod and Todd, God Rod and Todd, and they all work together.
The Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity, yeah. And they have a supervisor, and it's just like, you know, it's a hierarchy.
I see.
Yeah, so basically, like, God kind of, like, fucked up their, like, simulation. It was like a little Petri dish. I think they knocked it over, got their ass fired, and so had to find some other work to do. And, you know, we were able to raise a pre-seed round to form a really chill cult. And I was like, well... I have the perfect job for you, God. You could be the president of this thing. And so it's a pretty chill job. I mean, this God is very powerful. And I'd say, like, if I was to vibe check this God, some phrases I have to describe this God is like really threatening, but in a chill way.
Okay.
You know?
So, ominous surfer.
Yeah, an ominous surfer. Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Just getting pitted on barrels or whatever.
Yeah, just constantly gnarring it up.
Yeah. And really, really soothingly engages your flight or fight response.
Okay, good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, toss in a nice freeze.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. A chill heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When it feels like you know, you're in control of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's your decision.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're having this heart attack right now. I'm just here, man.
Yeah.
I'm here for you. It's the sort of, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So like it's kind of cool. Like I've always wanted to be a cult leader, and I think all my work has really been leading up to that.
I mean,
if you look at my history of work, you know,
Your body has been leading to this leadership position, honestly. I mean, you have to form a cult of one before you can give it to others, you know?
You've been doing
your own personal practices to really put yourself out there to be the leader that, you know, this deity can work with. I get it. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty. So far, they've been pretty chill to work with. I I really want to take on the evangelical church.
Wow. Okay. So is this going to be a head-on assault or just like a, you know, charm them, charm offensive?
I think we charm them. Okay. I think we just go in just real chill.
Yeah. Like with acoustic guitars. They love that stuff.
Yeah. One of those four note songs, maybe some Coldplay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Christians love Coldplay.
Yep.
Maybe some Snow Patrol. Do you remember them?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Trying to name some other of those bands.
Arcade
Fire, yeah.
Yep, sure.
Yeah, just play some of those numbers and just siphon them over into our cult, which, you know, we're our goal is to bless the metaverse.
It's reasonable. So, I mean, there's a historical precedence here, right? You mm-hmm. know, you have the church, the Catholic Church, say for instance, and you've got all of these sort of sub genres that yes. are like hanging out outside the church.
Yes. And
honestly, if they want to stay culturally relevant, they want to stay in the fashion, they yes. got to pick up the practices, you know, they got to acquire these churches. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a real possibility
there's an
here
acquisition
that
opportunity,
you can,
yeah. You know, we talk about like, what would be great companies that could purchase this, you know, Facebook, Snapchat, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Walgreens. Mm-hmm. But I think the evangelical church could be a good fit for us. You know, you always have to have an exit strategy when you're thinking about pumping and dumping your startup.
I think you could probably get in there and do a lot mm-hmm. with sort of youth concerts, outreach.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, so I was pitched this idea when I was on psychedelics the other weekend. I don't drink anymore, really. Just drugs. And,
just hard drugs.
Just hard drugs. Railing mm-hmm. any drug.
Anything and, you got.
Yeah. And the app, it's... we're trying to work out what it does, but it's called DikTok.
DikTok.
Yeah, it's like TikTok, but...
Okay, okay.
One direction is it lets you send dick pics to your doctor.
Okay, that's...
Great.
That's helpful. That's useful. You know, like, you know, you've got a urologist.
Yeah.
And they just want to stare down the barrel.
Yeah. Of your single holy eye. Yeah.
Yep. Right
the
there.
All seeing eye. Yeah.
You know, I had another sort of, you know, there's this dream of a technological future that would allow for you to really just inseminate a computer. And what has been missing is the dick doc.
Yeah.
It is a, you know, perfectly.
You dock your iPhone, but what are you going to dock your dick into? Well, you could also, it could be a dating service too for two dicks to dock.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
No, just for people that have the equipment.
Yeah, but just, you know, a couple of private detectives docking it up.
Some PIs. That's mm-hmm. what you call the end of it.
I get PI. It. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also like, you know, there's like Neuralink for your brain to
exactly.
the computer. This
so,
is
yeah.
like for the Python. It's a Python interface for connecting your what does Borat call it? Crumb?
Yeah, your crunch.
Your clunch.
Your long clunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that there are a lot of like defense department possibilities here.
Yes.
I mean, because
a lot of money in military right now.
All the time, right? And like, we've got to stimulate this economy somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way, you know? Exactly.
Yeah, with dick doc, exactly.
You get the dick doc and like, there are all these kids flying drones now. They like, they pull them from Call of Duty. And
yeah.
they're like, you know, here you go. Here's a death machine. And then we'll put you in a some sort of double wide out in Nevada, and you put a headset on you, and you can drive this thing around, right? But
oh, yeah.
they mean, need the full sensory experience, right? They need
to
be
enough.
The drone.
This is the thing that's missing from VR. It's
exactly.
been so close to being excellent for all 30 years that it's been very close to being great. And
yeah.
The missing key is dick machine interface.
Yeah. And I think you have a sort of, it's a sort of jock strap appendage for now.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of wires, you know, but...
Yeah, but it'll get wireless soon.
Yeah, we'll get there, right?
We'll get there. We'll get there.
And then it's just, I mean, the nerves, they're in that area. You're going to be able to really...
There's a lot to plug into.
Like snake simulators, mostly.
Those wacky Benny inflatable tube man simulators, but for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just like a game where you put socks on a banana.
Yep.
Just all the socks are laying out there, and you have one control, yep. And it's a banana.
Yeah.
You just sort of scoot it around the socks until you get one, and that's a point.
Yeah, it's like one of those skill machines. Where...
that, yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, well,
VR. I think it's got a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, man. I mean, if this company doesn't work out, I'm definitely considering pivoting it over to
Wien
machine Wien machine interface.
It's good.
Yeah.
So, been thinking a lot about sort of where what kind of situation I want to live in.
Yeah, you're doing the nomadic life.
Yeah, that.
Where would you like to fuck off to?
That's a great question. So I don't even know how to approach this problem, really. Like, you know, currently it's going to be a lot of like sort of back channeling. You can't be out in the social public when you're trying to move around during a pandemic. So,
right. It's not a good look.
Got to get into like, is it a network of people who are already infected?
Yeah,
and you're
sleeper
just
cell like COVID folks.
Exactly, and so you just constantly stay sick, and like move from sick zone to sick zone.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd in prefer not
underground tunnel system.
Yeah, it seems uncomfortable. I am old enough that I'd like to be comfortable still to some degree.
What, in tunnels?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Elon's been working on that shit with the Boring Company. So.
Yeah, but he's got the things running through him all the time. Where do you sleep?
Yeah, that's a fair point. You got to stay awake. It's exhausting.
So it's a constant, like, you know, you're running through tunnels full of COVID.
Yeah, no one wants that. You're kind of at that point playing a game of, like, Pac-Man.
Yeah, right? And I don't want to be Elon Musk's pellet for his...
No, you're better than that, dude.
I am, honestly. You know, I have more self-worth. Yeah, and so
no tunnels. You want to be like above ground.
Ideally, above ground.
Ideally, okay. But you're not saying no. But you would prefer.
I mean, if there's a tunnel system that gets me to and from, and it has like a really vibrant community, I'm here for the people mostly, right?
Okay.
Like the environment. Ideally, you know, I'm looking for something scenic that sort of sings to my artistic needs. You know.
Yeah.
But. I'll take a tunnel.
Yeah. I wouldn't rule all the tunnels out. They're not all bad.
Sure.
Most of them are bad. From my experience, but I think you could find I would just keep the option on the table.
Well, you were in that tunnel system in what was it? Outside of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Not great out there.
It was one of the first ones they built.
Yeah.
And it was pretty dark.
Yeah,
like not emotionally, but just there was no. Yeah, there was. They didn't have lights at that point. So
yeah, I mean, those early days, they were just figuring out, like, you know, should it keep going? Is it just?
It was mostly like albino mole people sort of leading the charge there, and I just didn't really vibe with that.
Yeah, it's a culture shock.
It is a culture shock, and I just.
But now, I mean, nowadays you have all types in the tunnels. It's not just the albinos.
There's influencers down there. They're TikToking. Like there now, they're TikToking in there.
TikToking, they're doing all of it.
Yeah, I would. You know, you should check out the Pittsburgh Tunnel again if you're coming out this way.
Might as well Could do maybe a. Heard some stuff about Nebraska.
They have a tunnel there, or are they?
I mean, it may be a good opportunity to found a tunnel. Maybe get in on the ground floor, under the ground floor.
Yeah.
On a tunnel. Yeah. I don't know.
Are you leaning more towards the east or the west?
This is a great question. I think that...
Or the north or the south.
I mean, I think probably the South is not really in, but I mean, I've got to go check it out. I've got to go see it. I've got to see what it's like on the ground.
And they have the China virus there, so it's pretty multicultural.
True. They do have that they have that sort of globalist feel, right?
Yeah, you know, yeah.
They like exotic COVID. Yeah,
they do. They so, do.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, but I think the West seems... It's all going to catch on fire soon, so I'd like to see it before it goes.
Yep.
So that there's that. Yeah, there's a lot of like weird stuff happening out here right now.
What kind of weird?
Well, we were talking about cults earlier, and so you know, I think I want to pop around the desert and see what kind of oddballs are grouping up.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird desert people.
Uh-huh.
Just in reality, so you'll find some weirdos there.
So the goal there is to like just head out until you see some sort of, I mean, I can't tell you now what it's going to be, but it's probably some sort of mirage. And in that mirage is like a, let's call it like a skinny guy wearing, you know, some kind of like decorative towel. Like, it's,
oh, you're looking for a cult leader.
That's maybe
textbook cult leader. A skinny guy in a towel.
No, I want a guy who can point me to the cult leader. Right?
How tall is this guy?
He's exactly as tall as you think he is.
It's pretty big then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
He looks
closer than he is.
Always. Is, yeah. Right? You're like, you can't quite place him.
Yeah.
He's real in, like, illegible generally.
Yeah.
But like, you know what he's saying. Right.
Yeah.
And maybe he offers you a piece of topaz and that seals the deal. And then that from there, that's the jumping off point to find, you know, your preferential cult.
You got to find your wayfinder.
Yeah. I mean, he's effectively like a direct to consumer ad on Instagram for your cult. But he's in person. You know,
I love those. I love those. I think the way you find one of those guys is just in the same way that you're using Instagram, which is like you're just trying to see content, you're trying to enjoy things, and then
you're just life scrolling.
Yeah, every third thing you see will be that. So if you find like two things you like, the third thing will be him probably.
So and you've got to impress upon him what you do and don't like.
Yeah, you got to train the algorithm basically.
Yep. Yep.
God, Rod, and Todd are like, you know, they've been working on that.
They're just sitting there, sniffing that data, trying to give you what you need.
You can game it, dude. Just like on Instagram, I've been training the algo to show me like pups.
It's good. It's good.
And guitar solos.
And just giant asses.
And yeah, just giant assholes. Just the holes.
Like, and the key to getting a beautiful asshole picture is that you can't. It's just the hole.
Yeah, it's just a hole.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to like things that are subconsciously kind of like it, like nice starfishes.
Got it. Yep. And then you're building your way up.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
More,
yeah,
like some of Elon Musk's boring tunnel,
mm-hmm.
like posts. They all kind of orbit the hole.
Got it. Sort of Mitch McConnell making a face.
Yeah, you got to uncover the hole.
It.
Looking around the hole, not into the hole.
I mean, this is a great sort of design methodology. You've got to dance around the thing. You've got to.
People don't talk about this enough.
You've got to seduce it.
Yeah, you can't go directly for the thing. You got to look at all the stuff that is around the hole.
It's like Victorian, like feather play.
Yeah,
you're enticing.
Gandering. You're gandering at it.
Tickling, just, you know.
Wasn't gandering like a thing that you could receive capital punishment for? Or am I just imagining that?
So gandering, as far as I know, is like what I have in mind is just like a male duck.
Yeah.
Just, you know, doing stand up. What is your
gandering gosling?
What's the real version of gandering?
Being a peeping Tom.
Oh.
Peeping Thomas.
So I've been using the phrase, I'll take
a
gander at
that. Is
a gander
a look? I feel like Victorian people would say like, damn, that motherfucker was gandering at that.
I see.
Ho.
That's what they put your highs back in your head.
Yeah.
Gandering all over the place.
Yeah. Gandering. I think I was seeing it right.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, so if you gander your way through the treats of the desert, you'll meet your Talman.
Talman, yeah. Yosef Talman.
Yosef Talman at your service.
Would you like to buy a watch?
And yeah, then, except he has, like, you know, those guys with trench coats where they open the trench coat up?
Yep.
And they show you their watches? He opens his towel up.
He opens his towel up, and it's just a whole thing of dick docs.
Yeah.
And you find the one that fits just right.
Yeah, Chinese counterfeit dick docs, which mm-hmm. is kind of crazy because dick docs also made in China, just like TikTok is.
Yeah, but, you know, the knockoff market, it's such
it's good over there.
Yeah. They've got the manufacturing to make it fit just so.
A Chinese knockoff of a knockoff is actually really good.
Yeah.
Most people don't know this.
Well, you have to study the original so closely.
Yeah.
That you understand things about the design that the originator couldn't have even seen.
Exactly.
And so you end up with a higher quality product. And so Talman opens up his towel.
Yep.
It's a bunch of dick docs, interfaces basically into what's next for you.
You could plug into whichever one you want.
Yep. You can try them out, right? He's patient. Yeah. He's got all the time in the world, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, so this gives you the squirt of life. Is that what we'll call this? Sure.
Yes. I would be as bold as to agree to that.
Okay. Squirt of life. And I mean, we're talking about the male, like, you know, or male adjacent form of this thing. Obviously, there is a method for all genders, but
yeah, they can produce liquids.
This is just what I'm looking for, right?
Yeah,
and so it's good to map the territory here.
Right.
And so yeah, you get the squirt of life.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
It really is.
Guys, really.
And from there, I mean, it's.
I mean, yeah, it opens your mind right up.
And I mean, I guess from there you can see.
Yeah.
You can find the cult that you need to find, and in your case, you know, maybe it's yours.
Yeah.
Right. They're gonna get the squirt of life and just start shambling over.
I mean, this was exactly the method that Jesus used to cure people of conjunctivitis. He just like squirted them with his. You know, liquid of life.
And well, he had those hot dog fingers. It's the ones that are full of cheese.
Yeah.
Right out. Perfect. Fine. Whatever. I just had, for whatever reason, that brought me to a memory of being over at my friend Tyrone's house I was around 10 probably.
Yeah.
And he had the good hot dogs, the fancy hot dogs that they started adding features to. Like, and the feature in this hot dog was like, it had like squeezy cheese like injected into them.
Whoa.
And like, yeah, you cut it and it would just like, it would piss out cheese. And they didn't taste good, but as a novelty food, as a comedy food.
Yeah, that's a good novelty.
Are you kidding me? And I'm like, I just, yeah.
Man, I don't think I've really encountered many novelty hot dogs in my life. No, they've just been, they've been wrapped in the novelty. You know, you put toppings on them.
Yeah, you get a.
There's a whole market to murder out hot dogs.
Pigs in blankets.
Yep.
Get a long dog. That's something.
Yeah, I've seen the long dogs.
What other accoutrement are there?
Well, relish is a thing, right?
Sure, that's right.
That's also something you can do.
Yeah, you can both do it and consume it.
Yeah, do you want relish on your hot dog? Yeah, and then you get someone else to, like, enjoy. Well, they sit on it and they could just enjoy something else.
It's true. Well, I mean, you can sort of offer it as a gift to somebody else.
Yeah, do you want relish with that? And then...
Would you like to relish me watching me eat? And then this is Sharing No Dog 7.